Andre Pavlik has a significant knee sprain. The window of recovery on these is harder to pin down on goaltenders than it is on skaters. He's not playing in December, and our best information is it's going to be January, February. And it's a wider window because it's a goaltender. He's not getting back into an NHL net until he's 100%. So you can start quizzing me after he starts skating. I'll give you a better idea of where we think he's at.
How significant a blow is that, Paul? Obviously, you knew he'd be out for some time, but...
Well, we don't know the answer to that question, but we're going to find out. And I think we're in a real good position here on a number of fronts. And one is that Michael Hutchinson played outside the backup role in big games in a higher volume than you would see with a lot of backups. So he has experience, and we have a high expectation of play. And we also have depth at Connor Hellebuck and Eric Comrie played a heck of a game in here last night. But Connor is a guy who's followed along in a lot of ways Michael Hutchinson's program. He had a great year in the American Hockey League, was outstanding at the World Championships, and he had a very good training camp. So that was a guy that we wanted to see. You never wanted to be off injury. To be honest with you, you'd rather see it off injury than you would that you needed him to come up and perform because you weren't getting the performance you wanted. So the window was going to open at some point for this young man. Here it is. He is going to play at some time, probably sooner rather than later. I'm interested in seeing him play. I have faith that he can be a real good goalie in this league. So we've got depth. We've got experience.
Based on your conversations with Keith, why Joel Armia at this time?
Joel went down and did the things that we had asked him to do in training camp, and they're seeing it more consistently in his game. The hands and the speed, we think, are at an NHL level. I think he is, in some ways, a bit of a prototypical European player, and his experience and style of game is different than the game that's played over here, and he's made really good strides in the first part of his season making those adjustments. It took Alex Burmistrov 6 to 7 weeks to make that. It's not an easy adjustment to make, even though Alex had played in the National Hockey League. So we started to see that in Alex's game over this past week. So he's moving in the direction that we had hoped he would. He's a talented young man. I don't know where he gets in. I like the way our forward group is right now, but he earned the right to be called up.
Paul, what's the value of Chris Thorburn, or his greatest value to this team?
Well, he's a consistent man in terms of his preparation, his veteranness in terms of being a good pro. He's an everyday guy in practice, so he raises that level. He can play, and he's trained himself over the years. Whether he plays 3 minutes or 13 minutes, you're getting the same guy coming off the bench, and he's a positive influence on the bench, and he can settle things down on the ice if we need to have that happen. I think, though, the one makes Chris different than a lot of people. I think if you asked every guy on the team who his two or three best friends were in the group, Chris would be in everybody's group. You know, I mean, these guys all have different people they hang out or chum around with, but Chris is the guy that's connected to everybody else in that room just by his personality. So he scores a huge goal like that, you got everybody on our bench cheering for the goal, but as much they're cheering for Chris, and that's the two or three guys that aren't in the lineup that night. Everybody loves to see that payoff. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's just one of those guys you walk into the room, you see him, you're just in a better mood.
Can that be much more important with a young team like what you have?
Yes, because you kind of see that as guys get older, you know, they get their game in line. They're a little bit more outgoing in the locker room, a little more comfortable. We've got a younger group here, some new players that have come in, you know, and Thorbs would talk to Nick Ehlers the same way he would talk to Andrew Ladd. You know, as many times in the room, he'd have a friendship with him. If he needed anything, Thorbs would be the guy to help you out or make you laugh or do whatever you needed to do.
Just to follow up on the goal, what's the challenge for, obviously, Michael, I think it's just over 50 games now in the NHL,
yep.
But what's the challenge for a young goaltender coming into this league and the daily, whether it be the daily grind or the what they're facing, because with Michael, he doesn't have a ton of experience, and Connor doesn't.
Yeah, I think Mike's got enough of the right kind. So, you know, you can play 20 games kind of one every four, or you can get into a rhythm where you're playing every second night like he was, or running two and three at a time. I think it's almost all, certainly there's some experience, just the NHL shooters knowing the league. But it's the phase, and maybe you see it in your hockey team more, when your team doesn't play differently, when the team doesn't worry that, you know, why are we picking tonight to put the backup in? It really doesn't matter in our locker room, wherever's going, the guys have a belief, they've seen it. So mentally they pass through that gate where they believe they've got enough experience that they can be the guy, and maybe there's more pressure in some ways on those guys, but in some cases there's less because they know they get on a run, they get to stay, and they can just focus on playing.